National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
The Dana Show with Dana Lash. Weekday afternoons 1 to 3 on WBNW. 1120 AM and 102.9 FM. The Money Matters Radio Network.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, a good morning to you on this Monday. I hope you had a great weekend. And by and large, it was a good one here. By the way, just for those who are curious, 2 to 5 inches of snow, parts of New York State up to Vermont. I was just telling Matt, I remember some years ago when I was driving to my business, it was in the middle of May or May 10th somewhere, where we get hit with 8 inches of snow. I never forgot that. I can remember exactly the road I was on when it's nothing you realize, and it's, you know, you just realize it, but. You know, I picture one spot and watching them plow. So, no, it's not coming here. I just always find that a curiosity factor. Well, I'm going to get into to the great news later on. And as I say, the great news is really dependent upon the outcome of events as it is every day. You know, something's great today and you praise someone. You know, it's like praising Tom Brokaw and then finding out that maybe he's a sleazeball, too. It's like praising Matt Lauer. We don't know the inevitable outcomes of things. So when people say, for example, and this is the one that I think about all the time, Donald Trump and the stock market up, 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 up. It was relentless. And it's not an entire measure of the economy by any stretch of the imagination, but it rose some 35%. Of course, it's tailed off and corrected, and now we're just going back and forth with some volatile three-digit switches. But so people, all of a sudden, it's hard to believe they're criticizing Trump, to me, about the stock market falling a couple of thousand points, which is less than a 10% correction. It's amazing. It's a 5% correction. So now the stock market is Donald Trump's fault. Is there anything in his stinking life that Barack Obama didn't do well? No, you won't get it. No. And most people are too afraid to admit it anyway. I'm not responsible for slavery in the 1860s or back then. I'm not responsible for the horrific treatment blacks have received in this country. In fact, the Republicans and the conservatives have done more to get them elevated and to use the born intellect they have, which they were suppressed to use. I don't feel guilty about it at all. Why should I? I don't feel guilty about insulting Obama and people say he's black. Well, he's half black and he's half white. I don't give a damn about anybody's race. Just show me a decent person, and That's all, and I'm totally colorblind. So let me say that before I talk about two perspectives of Donald Trump. One is, and I'm going to get to this. The media is going berserk. They're going bananas. South Korea's moon. It's in a gesture of what I think honor, said Trump should win the Nobel Peace Prize, and so should a lot of others. Why did Obama win the Nobel Peace Prize after all the damage he caused? And then in a talk in, I think it was a Washington, Michigan, I know it was Washington, said, I'd rather be here than there, and I'm getting to my point. And he says, I love this. And he does. He loves being with the common man. He hates the elitists and the baloney and all the bull going on in Washington. Yes, you're forced to change directions and to manipulate. Otherwise, you can't be you just can't be president. I'm coming out today in confession to talk about the agenda in Washington. Everything I say, so help me God, is the truth, the honest truth, and the whole truth. You can't do that. You can't do that in any country. So, Trump, they're trying so hard. They, the other side, are trying so hard to get evidence on Donald Trump or anything that's gone to this wild stretch. Now, of course, on Michael Cohen. I don't know what that's going to show. And I don't know whether Michael Cohen will turn state evidence. I'm not going to say turn cheek because this guy could be in a really bad position. When you say I could take a bullet for the president, as I mentioned the other day, that's for, you know, Secret Service people and State Department and CIA. It's different. It's different. So they're coming at him from every angle. And then I thought Sunday epitomized, was it Sunday or Saturday? Because I wouldn't watch it. That was the epitome of all this garbage. Anybody out there ever hear of Michelle Wolf? I never heard of Michelle Wolf, formerly of Comedy Central and now about to get a big gig at Netflix and to become very, very wealthy for being a trash mouth lowlife. This is what the correspondence dinner has come to in Washington. I'm so glad Trump didn't go. I feel so badly for Kellyanne Conway and Sarah Huckabee Carter and others for what they had to take. I didn't watch it. I'm not going to pretend I watched it. I'll tell you about that in a second. Rod Rosenstein got up and left before it was time to roast him. I was unaware of it, and I have my very, very dear friend, I hope you're listening, who said you got to watch this, you got to tape it, it's hysterical, and I just sent him an email that I don't want to, it wasn't vulgar, I just don't want to, you know, he's a friend, I don't want to repeat it here. Don't ever tell me to tape something so horrific to watch, not funny, anti-rights. In fact, it was so much against the right that people who are even liberal or moderate on the left and associated with these dinners are going to change the format. Now, let me say, this is the only thing I can say in defense of Michelle Wolf, who, by the way, is about as funny as a rock in the sand. I hate these pseudo comedians. I respect greatly true comedians because it's a real talent. And when you're a true comedian, it's almost like you're self-compelled to be funny. Jackie Mason's funny 24 hours a day. He's not acting. I've spent 8-10 hours with him at a time. It never stops. This is contrived, disgusting raw material that shouldn't be allowed. And they knew it when they brought her in, because this is Michelle Wolf's reputation. I never heard of her. She was mean, but I saw her enough in the morning. I didn't see it. I just said to my friend, he says, you got to DVR it. So I had my wife DVR it for me. And since then, I've seen so many clips of this and it's on YouTube. I wouldn't watch the whole thing. It was disgraceful. So I'm deleting it even before I watch it. It isn't funny. There were many members of the audience who didn't laugh. And these are left-wing radicals. There were several who walked out of there. I would have walked out of there. But the aim she took, in particular for what I saw, because I didn't see the whole speech, and I'm not going to watch it. I don't want to watch it. What she said about Sarah Huckabee Carter and Kellyanne Conway was all I needed. You know, say what you want about Sarah Huckabee Carter. She's a superb press secretary. She's very smart. She's personable, and she knows her bounds. Mike Huckabee's daughter, and he is furious, by the way. I have nothing but respect for her. I have nothing but respect for Kellyanne Conway, too, a totally different personality. But wait till I tell you, if you didn't see it, what Michelle Wolf said about them during this correspondence dinner. I'll share that with you when we come back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off my Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288. PreciousTimberProfits.com. PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Tony Blankley, the Washington Times columnist. Listen to Stu Taylor, the smartest voice in Boston.
You're the greatest. You're the loving end. You're the greatest. Number one, my friend. You're the highest hill, the wildest thrill, and so divine.
You're not familiar with this song, Matt. I bet you've never heard it. Most people out there have never heard it or remember it.
I hadn't heard it, but I really did like it. That guy had a very good voice.
It's beautiful. Billy Scott. And it's amazing how many people haven't heard of it. But hey, listen, that's my little. You see, I have an anomaly, and it's brilliance for something that doesn't matter. But let's get back to what does matter, or does it? This Michelle Wolf, the so-called comic. You know, once in a while, if I happen to, my wife watches the reruns, and say, we have different senses of humor, pretty much so. And I mean, she likes watching Saturday Night Live and the replay. She doesn't. It's not a TV addict. I think how it used to be. It used to be great talent. You know, with Belushi and Steve Martin. I mean, it was a tremendous talent. Now when I see it, oh my God, it's just. I mean, if Larry David comes on, you know, I mean that's okay, but I don't watch it. I don't know whether I'm so out of touch in today's world that I can't find humor in this stuff. I don't know what it is, but it seems like the level of, I mean, sitcoms have been the lowest thing I've ever seen. I can't even watch the previews. I get sick watching them. So maybe it's just, you know, they're doing what makes money, the networks. And I think, Anna, and it's my opinion, that the lowering of I don't know whether it's intellect or what in this country is just, it's remarkable. So I want to get back here to the House Correspondents' Dinner, the White House Correspondents' Dinner. They, the people, should have unanimously walked out on her, this Michelle Wolf, or at least taken their food. I would have taken my plate, gotten a doggy bag, and left. Or I guess I'd be afraid to do this, throw the food. You know, they used to do it in the old vaudeville shows. Throw the food at her. She is as unfunny could be. She's vulgar, vicious attacks. And Sarah Huckabee Sanders was sitting 20 feet away with her husband. And she had turned and was looking at, and Sarah Huckabee is a real lady. As I said, not the most attractive person in the world, but she's kept, she does the best she can. So, you know, she looks fine to me. She's overweight. So what? And then she turns and says, I look at, she pointed to her, mentioned her name. taking off layers and layers and layers of fat until they dissolve into ashes. And then there was some follow-up to that. I can't believe it. And this Sarah Carter, dignified as can be, trying to force just a small smile because she's with her husband because they're in that social setting. What are you going to do, get up and get angry? Then she turns on Kellyanne Conway. Say what you want about Kellyanne Conway. There are those who like her, those who don't. I personally do. I think she is as sharp as they come. And her job is to stand by and protect the president. And she has done it relentlessly with huge odds against her. And then she turns, and this is not verbatim, I'm just quoting this from memory that I've seen. She talks about Kellyanne Conway, and it shows Kellyanne of the crowd. And she says, she lies and lies and lies and lies and lies. And I think, you know how when a tree falls in the forest and nobody can hear it? How do we find a way to get Kellyanne under that tree? Matt, what do you think about that?
Yes, too.
What do you think about that? Did you hear it?
The tree falling comment?
Yeah, the tree falling comment and the insults to Sarah.
Not great.
I mean, distasteful as could be. And the people in the audience did nothing. Some applauded. She didn't get many. If I were giving a talk and I got the amount of applause she got, I'll admit, I don't panic in front of an audience. But giving a talk and trying to be funny, those are two different things. It's uncomfortable if you're trying to be funny and you don't get laughs. Some applauded, a few did, or laughed at the lack of humor, but it's a left-wing thing, you see? Me Too, the Me Too movement. Black Lives Matter. This is all aimed at the women on the wrong side. And the worst, if you can get a black conservative male, and there are a number of them, and you can get a black conservative female, and there are a number of them. They're the worst enemies of the far left. The worst. This evening was a shame, and I bet anything it'll be changed. And there was Trump, I think, in Michigan? He was having a good time blasting it. Wisdom for Donald Trump. You don't show up an event like that. The golden age of journalism, right? What a joke. Donald Trump looked great. What an absolute great move he made by not going. And I sit and think, if I were Kellyanne or Sarah, would have I got up and walked out? I'll tell you, that's a risky move to do. Thin skin, can't take it, and the reputation sticks with you. Probably would have done exactly what they did. And maybe the attempts at a small smile for the cameras, which will massacre you if you don't show a good sense of humor to far-wing progressive left garbage. Trump was smart. He didn't go there. Some are saying, oh, Michelle was actually funny, but she was in the grand tradition of roasts. A latter-day Don Rickles. She couldn't wear Don Rickles' short socks. You know, in real life, Don Rickles is really a very quiet, calm guy. Great comedian. Totally different. I think I wasted enough time on giving her visibility. Go away, Michelle Wolf. Twitter's in double, the triple. She'll be making a fortune. That's life. No good deed goes unpunished.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories. New ideas turned into businesses. Programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation, commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio. You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, this is Peter Buffett. I just finished up an interview with Stu Taylor, and I loved every minute of it. So I hope you do, too. Thanks.
Okay, cut the sound down, if you would, Matt, because I want to get every minute I can get in here with our next guest. Actually, our first guest of the morning. His name is Rod Demery, one of the country's most successful homicide detectives, who's going to talk about his most notorious cases in investigation, discoveries, murder, shows me. I want to be sure that we get this on. And it's Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern. And I think the same time Pacific, am I correct? And welcome so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Have I got those times correct?
You do.
All right. And I want you, Rod, because, as I said, we have limited time. I want you to go right to your website and the website where people can watch this show, because it's been tremendously successful and will continue to be so. Where can they go to get more information?
Investigation Discovery. Their website has the show, all the details and when it's on and ID Go and all kinds of other cool things.
All right. Let's get on to the interview. Your background is, boy, I'll tell you, you want to talk about traumatic and compelling experiences when you're young. You certainly experienced one, and I think it kind of changed your whole life at the beginning. Talk about this, and of course, I'm referring to your dear mother.
Yeah, yeah. When I was a kid, I was 3 years old, my mother was a victim of domestic violence. She was shot several times as she was leaving the man that she was with. She had gotten married probably a year after I was born. And my brother and I were in Louisiana when she went to Texas. He killed her. He shot her 9 times as she tried to leave.
Well, I can't even begin to imagine the effect on you. You've been a homicide detective in Shreveport, Louisiana, and I don't know how, but 100% success rate in solving murder cases during your years there with the Violent Crimes Unit. And how did you get, you're also a U.S. Navy veteran, so I want to say congratulations and a best-selling author, but if I talk about all these, we'll never have a chance to talk. How did your career develop? I imagine that was kind of the turning point, but how did your career develop?
You know, I always knew I was going to be a police officer, I guess, in my military service. I was a military policeman. But I worked in narcotics. I worked robbery, homicide. But when I got to homicide, that was it. You know, and I think it probably was in my destiny. I think that was the path that God wanted me to go in. My mother's murder gave me a perspective that not many people have. And I knew, you know, and the fact that her case was unsolved, it was almost impossible. Well, actually, it was impossible for me to make a death notification and tell someone that, you know, your son, your daughter, your husband, your wife have been murdered and not solve that case. So I think it was a little bit of that and then a whole lot of I just can't go home until I get this thing done. And it just worked. I think that focus, that destiny, and all the other things just made it comfortable for me, and it was almost second nature to work these cases.
I don't know how you had the perseverance to continue, but one's love of a family member certainly is enough to be the motivation for it. Talk about some of the other things you've confronted that maybe could enlighten our audience here on what it's like to be out there in that sometimes dark world.
I think I realized now in retrospect that I took it pretty personal, even though you don't seem to be doing that while you're working the cases. But, you know, every person every surviving victim just, I don't know. So it was always kind of heart-wrenching, I guess. And it pushes you, some of the suspects, you know, you have a vision in your mind of what they're supposed to look like, and then you meet them, and you realize that at some point there was somebody that someone cared for. so it was always different, even though I thought I knew what to expect. I never did.
I want to. We only have a couple of minutes left because you have another interview scheduled. So I'm going to do something I don't like doing, cramming almost two or three questions into one. I'll let you go where you want. Your thoughts on race relations, crime, and what made you so successful in solving murder cases. Got 2 minutes.
I think the fact that race relations and sociological issues have nothing to do with crime, in a sense of caring and compassion, I think everyone is probably equal in their pain. If a white mother loses her daughter, she feels the same pain as a black mother that loses her son, or a Latino, or LGBT, or across the world. And I think once those kind of superficial things are removed, then we'll see some progress. It's always something that's a distraction, I suppose. I think when there's a failure or something's not going right in leadership, then that's the first thing they point to, something passionate towards everybody. Not to say these issues don't exist, but I think crime, and especially violent crime, is something that's unique. It requires a personal attention and realize that it's equal across the board.
All right. You want to see more of this. I think you've gotten enough here to kind of whet your appetite. Rod Demery having joined us and on his Notorious Cases and Investigation Discoveries. Murder Chose Me, Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, as well as Pacific Time. Quick closing comment, or we think we've covered this pretty well because you've got to move on. I don't want to hold you.
Yeah, thank you. I'd like to thank you for having me and all the folks that have been watching it. We've been getting tremendous acceptance for the show, and it's just an amazing blessing to be where we are. And I look forward
all right.
to
thank you so much, Rod. Good luck in your current career. You'll be the same Winnie you were in your other life, if I may use that comparison.
Yes, sir.
A pleasure.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to continue on here on Stu Taylor on Business, and I want to get to certainly want to get away from this Michelle Wolf story. I'm bordering on a sneeze. Oh, excuse me. I just couldn't fight the sneeze off fast enough. So,
God bless you.
I'm sorry. What?
Oh, I was just saying, God bless you.
Oh, okay. Thanks. So the left is in an uproar because South Korea's Moon, who seems like a very reasonable, decent guy, wants Trump to win the Nobel Peace Prize. And he deserves it for his efforts to end the standoff with North Korea over its nuclear program. Do you know when he was being interviewed, and some people will take exception. I don't take any exception anymore to any of this. I just don't. They said, and who do you think is responsible? Who deserves either the Nobel Peace Prize or whatever Trump said? I do. And you know what? Good for him. He does. What he's accomplished in that one thing I was going to say outweighs everything Obama accomplished. I can't think of anything that Barack Obama accomplished after setting a new level of hatred, racial relations, animosity from other countries around the world. Almost everything that he could have done to take the Constitution and turn it on its head. Trump should win the Nobel Peace Prize. I don't know what the outcome of this is going to be. So it isn't a matter of, well, you said he should win the Nobel Peace Prize, and here we are on the verge of war with Korea. Do you realize the significance of the greater probability here? And, of course, denuclearization is a mandate. Kim Jong-un knows it. Whether he'll do it is another case. He knows it. Trump has made it very clear, if he doesn't like what's going to be said in that meeting, he's out of there. We need peace. This is a great step to peace. And the pledge to end hostilities between North and South Korea and to work between the two of them to have a unified Korea, I have no idea how that'll work out, is critical. Now, Kim Jong-un is making, when I say demands, he, of course, wants to make sure that he will be protected and the United States won't attack him. And the subject can't but help come up about what happened to Muammar Gaddafi when he gave up his nuclear weapons. He became a sitting target for the terrorists, for ISIS. So I know it's you've got to look at it from his point of view. He wants to continue to serve, and the United States will do it. Oh, we're just so unethical after all the millions he slaughtered. You got a better solution? You got a better solution about China's injustice towards its people, towards Russia's, towards Iran's? You can go around the world. It's disgraceful. We can't change, and we've tried, to change the culture of a lot of these countries. We have to work gradually in attaining a relationship based upon some trust. I know it's never going to be much. I'm in disagreement with a lot of my peers about that. On the basis of trade, we have to establish trade and let every country, let them live the way they want. If we continue to become America's security police, we'll go broke and we'll have no defense for ourselves. I love you, Donald Trump, and I love what you're doing. Coming back for our last thing.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is David Limbaugh, nationally syndicated columnist and author of the new book, Crimes Against Liberty, number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Not trying to brag about that, but just happy about it. I just did a great interview with your host, Stu Taylor, who is one of the best out there. He's on fire. He's almost more on fire than I am. He should have his show. Hey, he does have his show. He is awesome. You're lucky to have him.
Trump is busily preparing for his own summit with Kim, and that's going to take place, originally I think it was May, I think more realistically is June, and the question is where they have it. He wants it in, I think it's called the Peace House, is that what it is, the Peace House? I don't care where they have it. Kim Jong-un will have his own food made with his own chefs, and I don't blame him. I'm sure Trump will too, especially there, I don't blame him. I mean, I'd be a little bit nervous eating in North Korea. It's kind of a scary thought. I mean, there'll be adequate protection. I'm not overreacting here. I'm just saying that these considerations take place. I think it was Stalin or Hitler. They used to have a food taste, and they probably have now food tasters to test all the food before they ate it to make sure it wasn't poisoned. Hey, man, it's a scary world out there. That opening meeting was the main subject of a private walk and chat that Kim and Moon had during their meeting at the border. And again, I love what Moon said. Trump deserves big credit for bringing about the inter-Korean talks. And it could be a resulting work of the United States-led sanctions. Good for you. His response, you know, that comment he made that Trump deserves it. The response to a congratulatory message from the widow of the late South Korean prince, in which she said Moon deserved to win the prize in recognition of his efforts. Well, I don't know, tip of the hat to Moon. Can we have two of these prizes? I don't mind. I'm willing to share it. So we got some bright things to look forward to. And you'll notice the far left in this country is looking to do everything it can do in order to tear this apart, mostly through distraction of other cases. Let's get more into Trump's personal life. Let's get more into what Michael Cohen is hiding. Louis Gohmert, the Texas representative, and I love Louis Gohmert. He's one of them. Gohmert. It's G-H-O-M-E-R-T, Louis Gohmert. He says Mueller should be fired immediately. A lot of people do. The Republicans had better wake up and figure out something to do, because if Mueller's going to be fired, it should be done by the Republican Party. If it's done by Trump, he'll probably lose the next election. If it's done by a moderate Republican Congress, then Trump didn't have much to do with it. I am, even though it's 2.5 years down the road, unless these SOBs find a way to get him out of office, I am absolutely worried every day about the impeachment of Donald Trump. I am worried about it. It must not happen. And for the good of this country, even those of you who hate him, wake up. You've got to wake up. You got to wake up before it's too late. So Trump is going to meet, and we're going to see what's going to happen. In other news, and I don't know what to make of this. Ronnie Jackson, the medical doctor who was not elevated to the head of the VA, is not going to return as the White House physician. He served George W. Bush, he served Barack Obama, and he served Trump admirably. Now some nutty senator or representative from Montana comes out, Tester, and talks about him handing out drugs like candy and driving drunk. Where's the evidence? There's no evidence. And then Trump said at his talk that he's giving in Michigan, he said, I got a lot on him that may come out. And, get it out there. I'm not a Ronnie Jackson supporter or otherwise. What's happened to the legitimacy of law in this country, where you can do what you want when you want to do it with no recrimination? My goodness. The amount that Trump has accomplished with France and the president's visit here is, even though they differ on issues, do you notice the cohesion even with China? They're going to be differing on issues. Take a look what he's quietly doing. You know, the man who will press the button, Donald Trump. No recognition. No recognition. The policies he's putting through, far exceeding what anybody else has ever done. And, I've always hoped, I've always said, but gee, it'd be nice if we didn't have a politician as president. Jackie Mason recommended a Jewish accountant. But you've got a guy in office right now, and he came out yesterday, and again, his hands are tied somewhat. He's going ahead and he's building the wall. They've already started. We know that. And we know that there's a kind of a stall effort in there, because if he doesn't get this wall going, big, big, big trouble. And yes, he made the mistake of letting the omnibus bill pass. But in politics, there are always other ways. So keep your eye open. Watch out for what Trump will be doing in the future, because it's becoming the case that there are no longer any surprises. And most of these surprises are for the good. You haters out there, put aside the hatred and take a look at the job he's doing. I know it's impossible. I know it's impossible. But I'm asking you anyway, in the sense of decency, if you love this country. That's it. Stu Taylor. See you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,